Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, certified health and wellness coach, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whisperers, I am so happy. You just don't know how happy I am to be in our safe zone and to, you know, bring forth another dynamic discussion like today. Woo, just everybody. Breathe in and breathe out. Whew. Don't forget that if you have questions, please feel free to call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know, Blog Talk Radio always has our back. They put into each and every one of our episodes a live chat box so you can drop your questions, your comments. If you want me to reiterate something or maybe go a little deeper into it, drop it into the chat box because you know I love to monitor a great chat box. Let me ask you guys, have you enjoyed our beautiful news journal, The Whisperers Exchange? Oh, I have to tell you, this has truly been the season and the moments for changes that have blown up inside of the news journal. If you haven't subscribed yet, I can't begin to tell you how much you are missing it because we have some beautiful things going in there. They received tips sheets for this particular episode. Last week, they got another handout. It's so much coming through there. Then they have the cocktail, mocktail hour, and everything. It is just incredible. So make sure that you click on the live link that's in the description box and subscribe. Come join our community. I got some other things I'm going to share with you guys that towards the end of the show, too, that I think you're going to be excited to hear as well. So let's get into our topic. I know that we need this one. Managing stress and anxiety so we can keep on prospering to purpose. You know, I love to start all of our discussions off with a clear meaning and understanding. So this isn't going to be any different because I love to keep things on track so you are familiar with it. So today we are going to get the meaning or the understanding of managing. So the word managing means to achieve one's purpose, careful planning. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Listen to that again. Did you notice the intentional pause? Managing. To achieve one's purpose, careful planning. Managing. That is actually a great word when you think about us being able to deal with stress and anxiety. We want to achieve a purpose that takes careful planning. Being able to manage our stress and anxiety can help us in working on our journey to prospering to purpose. And so many times, nobody realizes that those things and these elements go hand in hand. So that's why I told you when we started this journey, I was going to start at the bottom, at the base of everything. It's almost like we're building or we're creating a person. Like if this was a 3D model, we were starting at the toes. And so we already started area and we have the whole foot and now we're going up until we're going to develop a full person. So literally, Whisperers, many of you struggle with stress and anxiety in your day-to-day lives. And I mean, nobody is exempt from this either. And it can hold you back from achieving your goals and fulfilling your purpose. It can really derail everything that you're trying to achieve. So today, I want to take my time with this episode because I know so many struggle with this, and I want to provide you with several steps to manage stress and anxiety and to build this discussion, which will serve as like a shock absorber for you. Because sometimes that's what we need. We need to be able to have an absorber that kind of pulls in and releases and allows us to bounce things away from us. So if you think about it, you know, in studios, we have the soundboard. We have the shock absorbers. So our voices don't sound hollow or it doesn't sound echoey or comes back with tons of feedback. So it's the same thing that we have to have in our lives. Sometimes we need that soundboard. Or you see when you're driving along the highway, they put those big walls up so that it kind of blocks the sound barrier walls for you. So it's the same that sometimes we need in our lives. Sometimes we need that cushion, and that's what this discussion I want it to be. See, I'm going to take a few different approaches even in this discussion. I want to layer it where I'm speaking on this in a holistic health and wellness manner, because stress and anxiety can be profound and it have a profound impact, not just on our physical, our mental health, but our physical health as well, and overall quality of our life. See, I teach and work with many clients, mind, body, and soul. And sometimes when they hear that, it kind of is like, okay, well, I just need lifestyle to get my lifestyle in order. No, they don't realize that there's every part of that sector that gets touched. And even if you're in relationship counseling, you still got to balance out the lifestyle. And it requires that you have a rounded diet. And it's the same thing that we're going to do in here today. And we touch on deeper areas that many times people like to downplay. You know, and I'm a person who I don't like to downplay things, and I don't want to sugarcoat it either. I want it to be really that we take the true essence of what we want here. And for me to even be able to begin to help all of you effectively manage these issues, it's important to understand the underlying causes of stress and anxiety and the strategies that can be used in managing them. See, Whisperer, stress is, like I stated, a normal psychological and physical reaction to the demands of our life. It's normal, the way that it's that ebb and flow in our life. And I tell you about ebb and flow in a lot of our episodes, in a lot of our discussions. And a small amount of stress can be even good for us even. And I know you're probably like, what? Are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I am. I'm very serious because it's motivating you to perform well. So I always think about it this way. Think about performers. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to give you performers. I'm going to give you myself, okay, because you all are familiar. You know who I am. You hear me talking to you on this radio. I share a little bit of everything with you. And my life, I've been a performer. I've stood on stages for singing. I sit on stages to give powerful discussions and motivational topics. And inside of me, the adrenaline starts to rush and you feel the butterfly and you feel everything inside of you like, whoo. And sometimes you just have to be in that moment, in that space of taking that deep breath so you can kind of start to control the element. But that is that good stress and that adrenaline that gets you pumped up and ready to come in and deliver. So even when I'm here behind this mic, it's the same thing. Before that blue light comes on and it says live, I'm like sitting here and I'm like, whoo, I'm ready. I'm even kind of running things into my head. I'm running down different runs to getting on top of my voice box, making sure that I'm clear. So when I, here we go, Whisperers, good afternoon. So it's the same thing when we think about good stress in our life, the good stressors. See, our brains come hardwired with an alarm system for our protection. Oh, yeah, it's hardwired. And when our brain perceives a threat, now see, notice what I'm telling you now. When our brains perceive a threat, it signals our body to release a burst of hormones that increase your heart's rate and rises your blood pressure. This is what everybody knows and has related to that fight or flight response. It fuels you to deal with the threat. So that's what your body, that adrenaline rush that you get in there, that's what that signals and what that brain is hardwired to do. The alarm system works effectively. But sometimes the alarm system works overly. And that's what we're talking about, managing the stress and anxiety when the alarm system goes off too much. So, you know, Whisperers, before we really get really deep into our discussion, now notice what I'm doing here. I'm taking our break early because this discussion, like I said, I'm layering it out. So we're going to take a quick little commercial break, and then, honey, we're going to lay all the way in. So I hope you guys are ready to get your notebooks out. I hope you got your keychains out because, you know, we're going to need them.
La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultants.com. La Paz Image Consultants, where everything is fabulous.
Oh, welcome back, Whisperers. So before our break, I said I wanted to get into a few of our tools that we need to, that we need. As well, you know what? I don't just want to do tools. I want to do tools and strategies. I think that is going to be really great. So let me say this. Stress management gives you a range of tools to reset and recalibrate your alarm system. Okay? So when we do the stress management, it's that recalibration. So many of you all may know cars, and sometimes they have to reset that timing so that car can run correctly. So it's the same thing that we have to do for ourselves. We have to reset our timing so we are, you know, functioning at that optimal and that high decimal that we need. It can help your mind and body adapt to the perceived danger or high level of discomfort that it feels. But without our alarm system in place, okay, Whisperers, your body might always be on that high alert. Do you know, like, I guess a good example of this is this. I lived in a place when I was, you know, coming through college, and there was, like, a smoke detector. Now, who puts a smoke detector, like, right outside the kitchen? Okay, so the smoke detector was right outside of the kitchen. I don't care if you was boiling water to just do eggs, that smoke detector would go off. It would just sound off. Well, unfortunately, sometimes our alarm systems and that alert system is just that sensitive. And so it means that we have to move it, or we have to work on desensitizing it, that it's not so heightened. And that it's not so touchy that if you blow on it, it just goes off. See how powerful that example is? So this way it registers with us so we know what we're working with. So when we have that, our body is always on that high, it causes major health problems as well. See, first, we have to understand the root cause of stress and anxiety. That's the first thing we must do, is we must first understand that root cause. So for many people, stress and anxiety are triggered by specific situations or events. It could be even something as trivial as maybe a car slamming the door, or maybe someone raising their voice, or work deadlines, relationship problems, but the biggest thing, financial worries. These are things that cause real stress and anxiety for people. And there may also be underlying is something you have to be conscious of. And also you have to be honest about. There can be underlying physiological as well as psychological factors that contribute to stress and anxiety. And maybe you've never been diagnosed, or maybe you've had such a feeling inside of you and you need to go to the doctor and allow them to evaluate you. Because you don't want to constantly to be walking around with an alarm system that is going off at the drop of a hat, or when you really need to have that front and center, and all of a sudden the panic comes in you and the stress and the anxiety, which prevents you from showing up and performing, taking you from that prospering to purpose. See, these are the things that we have to identify. We have to be willing to get to the root cause of the stress. Now, I have to say that even hormonal imbalances affect people. And even sometimes through changes of life, and life factors can even play a part of that. But don't play it off or downplay it that this isn't happening. You know, a lot of times for men, they go through a midlife crisis and they don't say anything, but they go out and they buy the sports car, they do this, do that, you know, all of a sudden they're walking around with a leather jacket, caps on. What happened to you? But instead of facing it and talking about the root cause of the stress or the anxiety, or maybe vice versa, females that are going through that change of life, and they really don't want to face that, and it's just so much. And ladies, it's a lot that you're facing because your bodies are going through such a fluctuation. But guess what? If you don't get to the root cause, we can't get help for it. We can't really start to tap into how we start to manage our stress and our anxiety. So once you identify the source of your stress and anxiety, you can take steps to manage it effectively. So here is your tool now. This is your tool once we have identified it, okay? Start by keeping a journal. And I know everybody says, oh, all you therapists talk about journaling. There's a reason. There's a real reason. But see, I first want to tell you about it, okay, and why I want you to do this. I want you to write down your thoughts and your feelings. And notice what I said. I said your thoughts and feelings at that time. Because, see, sometimes we have to really be in touch and know, are our feelings and our thoughts realistic, or are they over-exaggerated? Are we over thinking things, or are we putting things into our mind in a way that the alarm system is just roaring? So we have to be conscious of it. Reflect on what triggers your stress and anxiety. And when you reflect on that, you're going to take the notes of the situation that you were in. Maybe it was the people, the event you was at, the cause and the feeling, the anxious and the stress of it all. Or maybe it was the trigger of a conversation that you were in and it was so heavy that it triggered that stress and anxiety. And once you identify the source and think about what you can do to alleviate the stress or anxiety, And see, that's where that journal is such a good prompt. That's why we encourage you to journal all the time. Because, see, it allows you to reflect on things. And sometimes even good things that happen or how you handled things or how you decompressed in a circumstance and situation that you can go back in and apply it the next time around. See, journaling is your friend. It could be maybe taking that walk and thinking and processing it through as you're thinking about this and you get home and you start to journal and you have that clarity of thought. It's dynamic. There's different things and strategies we can put into place. And that journal is that first part, a powerful part of it. So the reasons that I say this is that it's important for us to do this. And then the other factor of that tool is this, that sometimes people can't journal. You're not a journaler. I don't write. I can't. So maybe it requires you to step away. Maybe you need to go for a walk to really focus and clear your mind. Or maybe you need to take that moment to really start to do deep breathing or seeking that professional help. I do a powerful segment with my clients, the 4-4 method, which is dynamic. I'm the only one that teaches this dynamic process, and my clients can tell you how powerful it really is and how much it works. Because, see, there's elements that you have to tap into it. And the reasons I tell my clients and now all of you fabulous whisperers that you need to understand your root cause or trigger for your stress and anxiety will help you to recognize when you are at risk and when you need to take that moment to step back and simply step away. That's why I'm telling you this. That's why I'm trying to give you these needed tools that you have to be willing to put into place and put into action. See, that requires you to do. It requires something of you. So the second area is this. You have to be willing to develop a coping strategies, your coping strategies. But just not any strategy, healthy coping mechanisms. You want healthy ones, just not any. Just like, okay, well, I'm just going to eat this tube of ice cream. That's not healthy, and that's not what I'm talking about. Healthy coping mechanisms are activities that help you relax. They help you de-stress and improve your overall well-being. See, sitting there eating that whole tub of ice cream is not doing that. As a matter of fact, if you have any health conditions, it can even set your condition off. So let's say you're a diabetic, now you got too much sugar. Or if you have heart condition, or maybe you're trying to lose weight. It doesn't really matter. It's not a good thing for you. And it's never good to eat your emotions away or to drink them away or to sex them away. It does not work. So there are many different approaches that you can that can be used to manage stress and anxiety depending on your particular need and preference. And some strategies may include, you know, mindful practices like meditation, yoga, tai chi, anything. Some people even enjoy just listening to music. That's how they decompress and de-stress themselves, just really come down. They maybe listen to music or maybe they dance or whatever it is that is for them to have a healthy coping mechanism. Now, for me to de-stress, I have to be in quiet. I have to shut myself down. And I do that, and I sit there, and I'm quiet, and I just am quiet. I don't have a thought in my mind. I don't have anything. I am just quiet, and I am present in my mind, body, and soul, tapping into the feeling that I'm feeling and allowing it to wash over me and to come out of me. But see, I'm putting a healthy coping mechanism in there. It's allowing me to reset and to be conscious of it. And see, sometimes when you can't even really find that place and space, you may need to even tap into a deeper resource like cognitive behavioral therapy so you can change the behavior. And it works on focusing on the negative thought patterns and behaviors that contribute to anxiety. See, there are things that I want you to realize in this discussion that there are layers to everything that we are doing. Prospering to purpose requires of us to tap into every part of ourselves so we can live in abundance and happiness. Doesn't mean that you're going to have every single thing you need or that you just wanted or you wish for. That's not that. It means that you're living in a way, in a space, in a place of happiness, that you're living in a space and a place of being in purpose and working towards the things that you are enjoying. That's prospering to purpose. That means that you're waking up and you feel like, whew, today is the day, yes. That's what it is. That's that power that I want you to feel. But we first have to get certain elements in control. You know, there are so many people that suffer with stress and anxiety. And, you know, they always make May Mental Health Awareness. But mental health awareness is 365 days out of the year. You have to be mentally aware every day of your life. You have to be mentally aware 24/7, not 1 month out of the year. Did you hear me, whisperers? 365 days out of your year, 24/7 is what you need to be conscious of. That's how powerful this is. I told you this discussion is one that I want to lean so far into that it's just barely, my feet are barely keeping me above the ground. But guess what? I want you all to know that I'm laying the surface and I'm putting out all the nice fluffy pillows to catch you if you stumble and fall. That barrier wall. That's what this is, that shock absorber. See, what you all got to download for this episode, carry it with you. Because you may need to tap into it a couple of times throughout your day. Because don't think stress just puts itself on hold like, oh, you know, I'm just going to wait for you to get home. Mm-mm, it doesn't. I'm going to tell you, stress comes at any given time at once, and it sneaks up on you even sometimes. Like, hello, I'm over here. That's how it is. So, whisperers, I tell you all the time that I have a lot on my plate. I tell you that constantly. But I've developed a healthy coping strategy or strategies that help me to stay on top of my stress. And no one, let me just stress that again. No one is immune to stress. I don't care who you are. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how successful you are, how poor you are. I don't care. You could live on an island by yourself and you still will have stress. No one is immune to it. So don't think that when you get into your prospering to purpose, that you're no longer going to have stress. Oh, yes, it's just going to be different. But see, with your coping mechanisms, and the ability to manage your stress, it's not going to weigh you down and drag you down like an anchor sinking you to the bottom of the ocean. That's how powerful it is. I love to say this is like if you're working on a diet, right? And your weakness is chocolate. And, you know, I use chocolate because it's basically everybody's, most people's favorite thing. You would take every precaution and strategy to keep, like, the chocolate out of your diet because you wanted success for your diet. And it's the same thing that we want to do with stress. We want to take the precaution, the needed strategies to keep ourselves balanced. And so being balanced also means that you have to be aware of something else, practicing self-care. And see, when people are under stress, a lot of times self-care gets thrown out the window. But that's actually the first place that you really need to start. You need to tap into. Now, I know everyone lately has been like, oh, this is the new bandwagon of 2023, self-care, self-love. Sorry, put a fork in that because this is a staple. This is not a trend. This is not some like glitch or, you know, oh, this is some glitch in the universe or the metaverse or whatever they call it now. This is real. This is real. And self-care does not need to be self-neglect. 365 days, 24 hours, 7 days a week is self-care. Self-care does not allow you to neglect yourself. Self-care does not allow you to keep things pent up and just tied up until you fall over or have a panic attack, or maybe you feel like you're having a heart attack, but it's not. Or maybe it is. Let me tell you, young people are having strokes now due to stress and not handling their stress adequately. Time for us to be serious about this and practice self-care. Self-care is self-love. Whisperers, self-care is about taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally. Mind, body, soul. And spiritually, all these elements are needed so you can manage your stress. This is why I'm so passionate about the work that I'm in and the work that I do. This is why I'm passionate about doing this show. This is why I'm so passionate about leveling up our skills in the agency. This is why I'm so passionate about you tapping into a deeper source of self. This is why I'm passionate about this topic. We have lost people all of this year, last year, the year before, because they did not tap into self-care. They did not reach out and get the help, because why do we as people feel that we have to have it all together? Why do we as people feel that if we need to be able to manage our stress, but we can't ask somebody who knows or can help us? That is a flaw. Put it in your journal. That you must work on your flaw. Because, see, no island is secure on its own. And sometimes we need help. Sometimes we need a hand extended to pull us up or to just fortify us, stand back to back and shore us up. And if you're not willing to do that, how do you think you are going to be managing your stress and your anxiety? Do you know children ages 3 to 18 have high stress. They polled kindergarten class, and 65% of the kindergartners were dealing with stress and anxiety. 65%. People, strategies, managing, handling, dealing with stress is now. You want to prospering to purpose? You cannot neglect your mind, body, and soul. You cannot. Because guess what? Your pathway you will never find. Your pathway will never be healthy. Your stress levels will be beyond what you can bear. Are you managing your stress? Are you just dabbling in your stress? See, there's differences, and I need you all to realize that. This is a very important discussion. And in our managing of stress, we have to be willing to set those realistic goals and standpoints and standards for ourselves as we move through stress and anxiety. We don't need to set unrealistic goals or put these unrealistic pressures upon ourselves that you have to be dealing and you have to be functioning. You have to do all the things that you see all the... Pause. Remember, there's power in pausing. I've taught you that. And if you don't remember it, go back and listen. Because, see, that was one of your master keys. See, your master key in dealing and managing with stress is a powerful master key called the power of pausing. Pause. There's no harm, no foul. Say, hold on a second. I got to tap out for a second here. I got to just breathe. Hold on. Give me 10 and I'll be back. Take that. Take it, because you are going to own your power. And you are going to now direct stress and anxiety in a way that is healthy for you. And you're going to sit there and you're going to get yourself together. You're going to focus and you're going to feel your heart rate coming down. And you're going to assure yourself you're okay. This is a moment. It is passing. And I am able to handle this. Matter of fact, I have a great support team in place. Let me call so-and-so who is going to say, hey, you are doing great. You are dynamic. You are brilliant. You are shining. How can I breathe into you today, beautiful? See, that's what support looks like. It sounds like. We got to be willing. I have to ask you, what is the benefit of setting unrealistic boundaries and goals and when we're managing things? There is no benefit to it. Managing stress and anxiety is essential for working on your prospering to purpose. And by identifying the source of your stress, anxiety, developing healthy coping mechanisms, practicing self-care, setting realistic goals, you can manage that stress and anxiety effectively and even work towards achieving your goals. See, remember to take it, as they say, one step at a time. That's all we can do in life. We can take one step at a time. Even if you go and leap, you only can leap once. You can only do that once. And then you have to do it, rebound, and do it again. One step at a time. I always teach my clients, and I talk about it with my associates, my employees, If you've ever been in any major discussions with me, I teach everybody to be in the moment. And why that's so important to be present in the moment. It helps you to not become overwhelmed and moving past things that you need to build upon in your journey. And so many times when we have so much on our plate, we are never in the moment or present. And so in turn, we're constantly on that hamster wheel and it's rolling so fast. See, be patient with yourself. This may require you to go back and listen to our show on self-compassion. See, all of the tools, all of your resources are on that master key. So when we start developing and moving ourselves into another sector, I always tell you, we make a circle. And I tell you that circle is never perfect. And even in your life, your circle is not perfect. Because there's stress, there's anxieties, there's different little hiccups, there's things we got to deal with. But it is a circle nonetheless. And it has those little ripples around it because there's ebbs and flows in our life. And that's what we're doing, is managing it. So most important, whisperers, celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself when you realize that you need to pull back and step back to manage maybe the stress or the anxiety that you're feeling. Celebrate it that you noticed it. Celebrate it that you stopped and you paused. You took that power in pausing because it's something dynamic that just happened. Be in the moment. You know, this journey is going to require that we tap into deeper elements of ourselves. And we have to be willing to open ourselves up so we can do and be better. This is what this is teaching us. And I gotta tell you, I am so excited and grateful. And I just love being able to birth such rich, bountiful discussions like these. And I hope you find them to be a gift to you as well. And I hope you find even the gift that was given to you inside of the Whispers Exchange a benefit. Because that's why we're doing this. That's why we're building upon these things. So, you know, our time seems to go so fast when we get in here. We lean into these discussions and it just seems like, oh, wow, it's time for us to get ready to wrap. But you want to know, whisperers, I can honestly say that I love coming in and I love being transparent and having tough discussions, but great discussions with you. Because being able to talk about managing stress and anxiety is something real. And so many people want to kind of like brush it off, or they'll fine you to death, or, you know, we all are going through stress, or we all are going through something. Listen, we know that. And that doesn't give you the support you need when somebody says we all are going, because right then at that moment, you may need someone to hear you. So I encourage you, if that has been your response to someone, please stop. Allow them to speak. Really mean when you say, how are you? Do the skill of listening and the art of it. You just may be saving someone. So whisperers, it is always great for us to come into our safe zone and to peel back the layers and have these discussions. You know, if you haven't subscribed to our Whispers Exchange Journal, I encourage you today to go immediately to the description box and click and join our community. I told you I had a great surprise for you guys as well. So I'm launching a powerful community, and you're going to laugh because guess what I named the community? I named the community the Ambitious Community because all of us have ambitions. We all are seeking to do great things in our lives or to be a part of something and moving ourselves forward on different things. So inside of the Ambitious Community, you're actually going to get a lot of masterclasses, powerful discussions, even outside of this, especially during the summertime when we are on hiatus. Honey, you want to be in the community because I got some things planned over there. There is going to be lessons of worth. There are so many different topics that are being birthed inside. There's ones that are going to teach you about loving yourself, meaning mind, body, soul work. There's so much that I'm birthing in there. It's the Ambitious Community. It's located at livelink.vip/Sonia Lorray. Again, that's livelink.vip/Sonia Lorray. You are going to want to be in that community. I'm trying to tell you. And don't forget, you can actually follow me on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. Our Facebook group is at Whisper in a Bottle. Twitter is capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. If you subscribe to our news journal, the Whisperers Exchange, there'll be an invitation inside of the news journal for you to join the new community as well, because like I said, it's going to be some great things that are coming up. There's even a masterclass that's coming up on the 27th that you're going to really want to be a part of. And if you're not a part of the community, you won't get to come, and you won't get to come for free. So just to let you know. So that's the great thing about it. So don't forget. And if you're interested in being one of our sponsors, please feel free to email us at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. Again, that's whispersinabottlepodcast.com. Well, fabulous Whisperers, I must say, this has been a great day, a great show. I hope you all have a beautiful weekend. Please remember to be safe and to really check in on your loved ones, your friends, your companions, but most importantly, do a self-check. Be willing to sit and do a deep self-check because guess what? Mind, body, and soul, you need to be healthy. I am your host, Sonia Lorray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, certified holistic health and wellness coach, and motivational speaker. I look forward to us getting together again next week at the same time, same place. All right, guys, have a great weekend.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Lorray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.